Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezera Shimshon. Our shir is dedicated for a schus and refuah shalema for Tinuk ben Ruchama Brandel, Elishava Esther bas Shifrin Nechama, Sarah bas Pina, Tinuk ben Shira Yehudis, any of the Chayalim that may be in need of a refuah shalema, or those recuperating, any of the hostages that may be in need of a refuah shalema min hashamayim, may they all have a refuah shalema and arichas yamim v'shanim tavos. Our shir is also dedicated for besuros tavos for Sarah Edel bas Elisheva Miriam. Our shir begins. Olochol b'nei Yisrael lo yechratz kelev l'shoinoi. But against all of B'nai Israel, no dog shall wet its tongue, against neither man nor beast. L'me'ish v'yad behema. The nace that Hashem did by quieting the dogs has a very deep illusion. It's merumas to Klal Yisrael that their sin, their chet, was rectified, and now they were ro'oi for the geula. The Medrash Mos Rabba tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu began to think, Machatu Yisrael, why were Bnei Yisrael subjugated more than any of the other Umas Ha'olam? As soon as those thoughts arose, he answered, Lashon Hara Yesh Beineihem. There is Lashon Hara. They're not careful as they should be in their speech. So how could they deserve the Geula? The Talmud tells us in Maseches Psachim, Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara, V'chol HaMekabel Lashon Hara, Roy Lashlicha liklavim, that anybody who tells Lashon Hara, or anyone who listens and accepts the Lashon Hara, they deserve to be thrown to the dogs. Chazal tell us, Lo nigalu Yisrael ela bischus ha-tshuva, that the reason Klal Yisrael deserved to be redeemed is because they did tshuva, they repented. Now that the klavim saw B'nai Yisrael and didn't pursue them, we hear from this that they did tshuva. There was no longer any Lashon Hara among them, and they were deserving of the Geula. Our Chachomim teach us that if a person is Davuk B'Hashem, they cling to Hashem, and they are not afraid of the behemoths and chayas in the world, that animal world will not have Shlita on them. It was known that right by the yeshiva in Kletsk, there was a yard, and in that yard, there were two big wild dogs. For that reason, the Bachrim never used a shortcut to go through the yard to get to the next street. However, of course, the great Rav Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to go through the yard every day, and the dogs would not come near him. One time, there were two Bachrim that were talking and learning with Rav Aaron. He was leaving yeshiva, and he was taking his usual path through the yard. The Bachrim got very nervous when he approached the yard, and he sensed that they didn't want to go with him. Finally, Rav Aaron said, take a hold of the tails of my coat. Hold on to it, and the dogs will not come near you. The Bachrim followed Rav Aaron. They went through the yard. The dogs did not come near them. That is the mastery that a tzaddik yisod olam has over the bria. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we will be continuing with our shir in the Zera Shimshon. May Hashem Yisbarach protect each and every chayal, every soldier, and may they be victorious in every mission and return home safe and sound. Yehi ratzon that all of the hostages are released immediately and return home safe and sound. I wish everyone, mi'umka deliba, bisuros tavos, yeshuas, v'nechomos.